I'm trying to do more TikToks.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Don't look at me. Damn.
Just waiting for you to finish.
You said some stuff that we got to have a show meeting. A couple of things you said you went too far. More I think about it. Hey, Katrina.
Let me know when you're done.
Katrina just texted both of us. Remember Katrina, the one that got Looney into shape? She says she got two in the mail, two speeding notices, one on Bryant and one on Sloat. And we hadn't talked to her, but that's the beautiful thing about what we do. She's listening. Shout out Katrina.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Well, she just sent it to me.
Okay. Hey, lock in this Thursday. This is going to be hard for me to do, but I have to do it.
What, lock in?
That's a four.
Sorry.
Okay, now I'm going to... Nahegan's going to get on us for the pauses. How come I'm the one who gets blamed for the pauses?
Because you don't have nothing to say half the time.
Well, that's because I don't even know how to react to some of the stuff we all say.
All right,
lock in this Thursday with the morning roast and Steiny and Guru live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I'm sorry, Laughing Monk Brewer. We're on site down in Sunnyvale.
Yeah.
At Laughing Monk Brewing. Two shows. We'll be there from 6 to 2. That's the morning show, then our show. And it's a preview. We're giving you a little preview of our live location for every red and gold pregame show for the Niners that we do during their home game. So come by Laughing Monk Brewing Thursday, August 7th. That's in Sunnyvale. And you can hang out with the Morning Roast and Steiny and Gavin.
Yeah, can't wait. Well, and
let me ask you a question. Would you rather disappoint people now or on Thursday?
No, I told them already.
Okay, then now.
We never hide the real. I'll be on my way to Mississippi, Steiny.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've been talking about it 2 days.
Right, but not on the air. Not on the air.
I just did. I said, I'm not going to be here. You go,
when?
You're right.
That was like at the beginning of the show.
That was Monday.
I'm just reminded people.
Yeah. So I miss Sam and Josh, but you guys will hold it down at the Laughing Monk. And I wanted to get out there, Steiny. It's a good time. And I'll tell you No, this will be it would have been my first time. So I got to get there during the season. I'll come pull up on Low and Evan.
You said it's a good time.
I've heard it's a good time.
Oh, heard.
Okay. And Bonte and Shasky, now Spadoni. I'm sure they're going to have the... their awards ceremony there. And we will be there this time. Remember, you were like, we didn't go.
We'll have a
show
to do. For
the Doobie Awards? We can do it from there.
I don't want to.
See, we keep
our
mouth
closed. Thursday. Yeah. We'll be down there Thursday.
But I'm talking about wearing the tuxedos like Shasky.
No. No chance. No.
That's one of the dopest events the station puts on.
And feel free to participate.
And I'll let you have me see that. Watch, Donnie. You're going to be left here.
Okay. What's
Dibs
your point?
Willard did a show. Dibs was in Vegas.
Really?
Willard was here.
They are so special.
What's your deal?
What my deal is
you don't like teamwork. Just admit, say, Goo, you might be onto something. We'll move on.
By the way, can I be sincere for 1 second? I'm going to give a shout out to a legend. I'm messing around with the internet the other day, looking at The Athletic and ESPN. And there was a story about a gentleman that I haven't seen in a while.
See, now I'm getting emotional.
But he's a legend. It was in The Athletic. I want to say hello and a shout out to Art Spander.
Man.
You know who he is?
The great Art Spander, yes.
A longtime columnist in the Bay Area. There was a story about him in The Athletic. This guy is unbelievable. He has just come back from, the U.S. Open in Oakmont, which is outside Pittsburgh. All right. You know how many major golf tournaments that Art Spander has covered? Majors. They only have four a year.
All right. Are you ready for me?
Yeah.
And he's a big boy. He's been around.
Here's where, don't overguess.
222. I'm going to say 48.
That's a great guess. He has covered 183.
Dude, wow. That's not a
major
great guess.
Golf tournaments.
Wow. Wasn't even close.
That's unbelievable. Anyway.
There's got to be a book about that, right?
He's written books.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I'm going to get one.
Art is 86 years old, and he's blind in one eye from an accident he had as a boy, which I didn't realize. But now he's lost some sight in his other eye. And so he travels to events with his wife, and he dictates his stories to her, and she types them.
Wow.
Art
That's
Spanner,
incredible.
86 years old. Still a fixture in a lot of press boxes.
So the article that you read in The Athletic, it touches on that, huh?
Oh, yeah. It touches on his whole career.
Oh, dude. I can't wait. I'm going to check that out. Wow.
Art Spanner, 86. One of the last of his kind.
We should have him on.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's going to be good.
86.
But 148. You know seen it all.
83.
Help me out.
You know what, though? I'm going to double back and tell you, you were right about something. And he's proof. If you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
Man.
He's 86 years old and he's still writing columns.
My mother said, Daisy Mae Johnson, Stoddy, I mean this, and I know you're going to ruin it and say she borrowed it. Find a job you love. You'll never have to work another day in your life. And I've had jobs that I hated. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it consumes you. As soon as you get off and
Why'd
you're going
you use the past tense?
You love Stoddy's. Get here at 7.
Listen to this.
All right.
Here's what Art Spanner has covered. The Miracle on Ice.
Wow.
Okay, which was in 80.
Al Michaels.
He was in Cincinnati for Henry Aaron's 714th homer. And then he was in Atlanta 5 days later for home run number 715.
Where two guys ran behind.
So we saw 14 and 15, 714, 715.
Wow.
He covered Joe Montana to Dwight Clark.
Catch.
He covered Johnny Miller's 63. He covered Kirk Gibson limping around the bases, pumping his arm.
Wow.
He covered all the highs and lows of Tiger Woods. He covered Federer in his prime. He covered the fall of O.J. Simpson. All told, he's put pen to pad for over 60 Rose Bowls, 50 Masters, and 40 Super Bowls, 30 Final Fours, and 20 World Series, and a couple Olympics.
Stoddy, you are beautiful.
That's
man,
unreal.
I want to personally give Art Spanner my gold jacket of report. Like, Stoddy, that's incredible.
And he's
60
always,
Rose Bowls.
And he's always been the nicest guy in the world. Treats people the right way.
The rise and fall of OJ.
Did you meet him, Stoddy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
What was he like?
He was very gregarious. He loved being a columnist. He's the kind of writer that when he goes out to cover an event, he has no idea what he's going to write about, but he's got, specifically he doesn't, but he's always goes in with ideas and he's always trying to look for what he calls the best story out there.
And I think that's worked out for him, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. And this is a funny line.
Spander,
this is a funny line from the 510. Stiney, stop being so humble. You were Art Spanner's mentor. Come on, man. Art, more like vice versa. All right, you were going to say something now.
I thought that was an age joke.
That I'm older than Art. Funny. Kind of. Anyway, Art Spanner. Anybody who's a sports
fan you brought that
in
up,
the Bay
man.
Area
wow.
knows who Art Spanner is. Yeah. And still going strong at 86.
No doubt.
86.
Wow. That is phenomenal, man.
Yeah. I thought you were going to...
No, how do you follow that?
Well, I thought you had something. You were saying something about me, and you were down on me for something.
Oh, just now you're having some fun, but I can't even remember. So that's how you know what you say does not penetrate or affect me at all.
And that's good for a talk show to have a guy not listen to the other one.
No, I listened to you, but there was
so
many.
Hear.
No, you were out of pocket.
Did you guys know that Art Spader actually recently wrote about the San Francisco Giants? Would you like to hear some of it?
Give it to me.
So this is from artspander.com, where he writes a lot of these pieces Stani's referring to. Quote, "Somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright." Yes, a line from the closing of Casey at the Bat, a baseball tale of woe. Not to be confused with the story of the Giants, who, although failing as the mighty Casey, rarely play when the sun is shining, especially this summer in San Francisco. What seemed so glorious a month ago has turned into a disaster that seems destined to continue Friday night in New York when the Giants face the Mets.
That's just superb, man. Wordplay on point. Evan, why, even your move, D, because you guys went through, like, that was beautiful.
Yeah, he's saying they're done.
Yeah, but we get that.
Yeah, it was a really nice save. Yeah, this was before the six-game homestand, by the way.
Yeah, I'm pro art. I like how that was art. Let's say that word. That was beautiful. Man.
Hey, four chips.
You're okay sometimes, man. I'm glad you brought
that up. Four chips. Don't be an ass.
What happened?
Stani's talking about this guy like he's cured cancer. Please, he's one of the best columnists of our generation.
You want me to block that person? See, that's when you gotta, come on.
Nah.
We don't block people.
No. I have here later.
On the chat?
Yeah. They said a word that triggers me.
You can,
oh my God.
Wait, you can block people on
the
YouTube chat?
Some hoes got like 50 people blocked. I have thick skin, so I got one person blocked, Stani. I had to go to the person
who? No.
Yeah, no, please.
I was getting ready. Well, who? What's the word?
Bootlicker. Evan, I wanted to rip my mic. Oh, it did something to me.
That would bother me, too.
Oh, my gosh. I said, man, if you put me in a room and said that, Evan.
That's a great word, though.
I don't block. You got blocked that day. Stani, that got me. That's my kryptonite. There's nothing worse, Stani.
Who are, like, which of the thousands of athletes in the Bay would he be talking about?
Oh, boy.
He must have been talking about Kuminga. No, Devers.
No, it was Kuminga.
Devers.
It was Kuminga.
No. It was Ayuk.
It was Kuminga.
Rodriguez last night.
And I'm the guy that rides here at the station for Kuminga, so I think. And he had me as if I didn't, and that just set me off. Oh, boy.
All right, so Spander's writing that the Giants basically should wave the white flag. What's he write about Kuminga?
I haven't gotten that deep yet. He did say that the Giants had not only dropped below 500, but basically dropped out of contention as a possible wild card.
Not according to Goo. It's only six.
Oh, nah.
Oh.
It would have been five had you handled your business. Stani, that was bad, man. That truly. Do you know how bad the Pirates are?
They're better than the Giants.
Well, they beat them four. Like, come on, man.
How many times do they have to lose to teams like the Pirates before you say, maybe we're not as good as I thought?
Well, the Nationals
but next year we're
going
to win the division.
You got time to go for like that. That just, seriously, man, it's like Art Spander. It doesn't get old. You just, I'm sitting there like it's 4-1. It should be 7 or 8-1, but I'll get over that. And I did. The Pirates, they can't hit. They're not coming back. Walk home run from Szwinski is 4-3. Then I'm like, okay, they'll win the game. And they lose it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Did you bet on the game last night?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it usually impacts.
I told you I was taking a break.
Okay.
No, seriously.
Okay. So you didn't.
I start reading.
You didn't bet on the game.
No, I didn't.
Okay. And yet you're still really upset. See, this tells me, well, who's your favorite team in baseball?
Pirates. It was.
So the Pirates won.
No.
But you're upset.
They're that bad. Mm. I want playoff baseball to discuss.
Well, it's only
August. And I'm from the Bay, so I don't hate on Bay teams. And the Warriors are my team.
No, you don't hate on them. Definitely not.
Somebody
drop them up.
I won't even dime the person out, Evan. This is true. You guys can laugh. Somebody prominent in the media here in the Bay Area said, I got book material. I'm from the soil of the Bay. The star was handed down.
Union City.
So, Evan, sorry, why are you laughing?
No, I'm laughing because yesterday Dibs tried to tell me that there's an official Bay Area map that includes 9 counties.
Oh, God.
And I'm not buying it.
He was on that one again?
Say it? Yeah. That one? Can you remember? Come on, Steiny. I got to bring that up to
him. I've heard him say that a lot. The 9 county Bay Area.
You got to tell him to stop, man. That's pretty good, Evan. But anyway, I root for the Bay. I root for the fans. Like when Dallas was getting their head beat upside the wall in the 2 playoff games, why, who better to lose to than the Niners if my family and friends and coworker are going to be happy? That's who I am because I'm from the Bay. But somebody said it's book material.
4 chips on the YouTube chat. The point is this. Steiny will never talk about an athlete the way he talks about Art Spander. That's right.
Well,
no athlete's got his staying power, one.
Larry Bird.
He's a fossil. Like, Larry Bird was not a great individual defender. See, I tell it like it is, all right?
But when it comes to Jordan, you'll try to mar him.
One of the greatest players of all time. How am I marring him?
The greatest.
Yeah, he's among the greatest. A lot of people have him as the greatest.
Did you see the people lined up for his new shoe that dropped Saturday?
Stani, no.
It was...
No.
It's incredible. The dude's been retired forever.
Yeah, even when he was the owner of the Hornets.
That don't even count.
Of course not, because he failed.
Magic failed at coaching.
Yeah, but he was only there 3 years, not even.
I'm not going to be here.
Yeah. Yes. Dixon is, we can't do this. I'm not going.
Evan, how did I miss that part of the show?
Well, I said I was in Santa Rosa over the weekend at this Field of Dreams I was describing to you guys yesterday.
Yep.
And he goes, oh, you know, in the Bay Area. I'm like, well.
So Monterey's the Bay Area to Dibley.
Monterey's not the Bay.
But with Dibley's metric, it might be.
No. Santa Rosa's an hour from here. Monterey's 2.
Mm. When have you ever gotten to Santa Rosa in an hour?
And I don't think you care.
1995. I used to work up in Santa Rosa and made the commute from San Francisco every single day.
Yeah, you try that commute now is what we're saying.
It's like 2 lanes on the 101 for like 15 miles.
Yeah, you're living there, 2 in the pass. Now that thing, that bad boy's about hour 52 hours now.
Is it?
I gotta believe.
Okay.
It's okay to be wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. I can make it there in an hour back in 1995. You think I'm kidding?
No, that I believe. A lot has changed.
Is Philmo Mike on hold or is
we got him?
I don't know. It's a weird color. Okay. I guess we got Philmo Mike. What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny. It's 2025, man. You shouldn't be talking about color. Anyway.
I let that go, but Mike, I was about to get him. You go color, and then you go Philmo Mike.
Yeah.
He's black.
I'm a black man.
Yeah, what did I say about color?
Black man. Oh, the blackest film on Mike.
All right.
The blackest man of all time. Nah, but listen. 2 things. Guru, I'm so mad, and my condolences to your family. You were really looking forward to going to Laughing Monk.
See, and that's why I know me. Just, no doubt.
Come on, man. You was like, man, I want to go. You was like, I'm going to choose. Nah, but my condolences to that,
hey,
man.
Hey, thank you,
my
man, for real.
Is listeners invited to this?
Yes, absolutely.
Y'all just taping live from there.
No. You can come. Absolutely.
Pull up.
Laughing Monk Brewing.
So they going to have a spread like they had last time?
Yes. Actually, they're saying it's going to be bigger.
Oh, my God. I'm telling y'all listeners right now, if you don't get to Laughing Monk, if it ain't packed, you tripping.
Yeah.
First of all, listen. Wow. Dude, it's crazy prices right now. You're giving me chicken for $5. What the hell? Go to Laughing Monk. listen to some sports commentary. It's going to be a great time. I might just pull up. I got to get up early, though, to pull up. But I might just pull up. And the last but not least, when y'all do y'all version of the Doobie Awards, Steiny and Goo, y'all got to call it the Cafeteria Awards.
Right. Wow! That look at Evan even looked back. Like, boy, Mike, we might have to send us some chicken on that one. That's a good one.
All right. Yeah, break it up, Mike.
Gosh, but I'm going to pay respects to my aunt, but man, I'm going to miss that one, and I wanted to get down there.
I've got a text here from
Art?
No, the very same person that gave one to you.
Katrina.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to read it?
Yeah, you can make it there in an hour or so in the midday. My son was at Sonoma State.
Katrina, don't help him out. Now, if you couldn't. Evan, I'm with you. Shout out, Katrina.
707, I make it to San Francisco here in 45, 50 minutes.
But you live in Oakland. You wouldn't be coming from the city. This is closer.
No, I'd be going right up after work from here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't have many friends there if you ain't been back in that long.
I just mapped it from where we are right here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no traffic.
Yeah.
Hour 15.
Well, that's because it takes you 15 minutes to get to the Bay Bridge right now. I'm sorry, the Golden Gate Bridge.
That's the point. Not everybody lives next to a bridge.
No, no, this was from the marina.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was talking about from the marina. Right down by the...
Evan, thank you, Lord. Man.
By the New Presidio.
Now, we couldn't... Cafeteria Awards? We'd be stealing their material, though, right?
What do you mean?
They got the Doobie Awards. If we do the cafeteria, we'd be stealing.
No, Mike's right, though. The spread Thursday is going to be unbelievable.
Oh, boy. Give me something. Lamb.
Ham and cheese sandwiches, for sure. We're going to have some pizza there, a couple porterhouse steaks. We're going to have something for the gluten-free people.
Ooh.
If you're down on gluten, there'll be a special section for you. Obviously, all the drinks you can have. It'll be an open bar, clearly. None of that's true.
Evan!
Give me the meat.
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to ask Dibley about?
His whole thing with, this is incredible. Or maybe I'll save it for tomorrow.
Don't.
I want to ask him.
I want to kind of.
Don't change.
I want to let, well, Willard.
No, seriously, Stoney.
Wait, is Willard here today?
Yeah, he's here. Oh, and he was up in the window. Don't change.
I wanted to just lay low.
Quit being soft, man.
No.
We had a great 4 hours.
Maybe
we vibing. And then when they come in here, then I'm your enemy. And then you cower. And then you just, you don't, it's okay. They know what you're doing.
Mm.
But don't use me for your insecurity with Willard.
Hmm?
Just keep it real.
With what?
Me. When they come in, don't switch up. I can't keep
hearing
you, man.
Somebody wants to talk to you.
Well, who we got?
Who's this?
Katrina.
Steiny, you are 100% correct. These out-of-towners like Guru and Evan need to realize nobody calculates city time. Nobody. The city is its own nightmare. You go from bridge to destination. Everyone knows that. Anything that is Frisco-related, you throw the map out the window. But, of course, all these out-of-towners like Guru don't know the streets like you and me.
Oh,
it takes 45 minutes from the Golden Gate Bridge to Santa Rosa. And yes, if you leave the city before 1 o'clock, you should have no problem on 101. But again, you know, these young whippersnappers are taking way more Uber because we know Evan's got to come from the cafeteria. And so it's going to take a little longer. Next time you need a ride on a Friday up to Santa Rosa, hop in my car, doggy.
Yep.
Oh, Chef,
appreciate you, Joe. See, that's Shasky.
That is,
like, Goo, seriously, like, he's more Bay Area than you.
He's Frisco. I'm all of it. Now.
But you'd rather be Frisco, I think, than Union.
No, I got Frisco in me, too. I got people everywhere. EPA.
Okay. Hey, we got to go.
Vacaville.
Ooh, that's
Vallejo, Richmond. I got family everywhere.
No, those places are hopping.
San Jose.
All right. Hey,
San Leandro.
We got Crossover coming up next. Reminder.
Fremont.
See, this is why
you deserve
this is why
today.
River Islands gets pissed. Can you just lay out a reminder that all guests on 95.7 The Game, where do they originate? from the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands, Lathrop.